I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Wednesday, everyone. It is Dom time at 855-839-1210 is how you do it. Get on board. Got a great side question today. Thanks to Captain Chucky's, $50 at WeLoveCrabCakes.com. We have Dom's Money Melody today, too, brought to you by Rhino Shield. But I'm always looking for that stat, that number. 6ABC interviewed people over in Washington Township. I thought Washington Township had a bigger population, but they said 50,000.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot more than that. How many people there had a concealed carry permit under current, I guess it's still current, it's hard to say, with the Supreme Court, the right to carry in New Jersey? Four. Four people.
4%?
Four people.
Four people.
Out of, yes, out of 50,000.
Wow.
Were able, I don't know what Camden is. Camden, you would need it more. You ought to be able to carry a bazooka there. But Washington Township, Six did a pretty good report with them. Wanted to play you a little bit of that. Only four people out of 50,000 met the burden to get a concealed carry permit. And the worriment you're going to hear from some in law enforcement, et cetera, what are we going to do? More people are going to be able to do that. Now, the argument is, how does that make us safer? Okay. Well, I think it makes us safer because you have the idea that at any point, if you're robbing or attacking someone, you could be shot. Does that make us safer? I mean, isn't that a silly question? How does that make us safer? Sometimes law enforcement says it. I think this chief, and look, I understand his position. This is coming on him. It's new. But what do you mean? How does it make us safer? We can't depend upon the police. They can't be there in the moment. And sometimes there's miscommunication, like in Texas, where they don't respond. So are people less safe because they can get a concealed carry permit? Listen to this from 6ABC.
O'Brien, sir, Washington Township Police say out of about 50,000 township residents, four people have current permits to carry a handgun right now. Now, they suspect without that justifiable need requirement that was recently ruled unconstitutional, that number is going to go way up. It's been a busy few days for Washington Township Police.
After Thursday's Supreme Court decision, we've had people walking into the building off the street. We've received emails and phone calls.
Police Chief Patrick Gersick says there's been a lot of interest in applying for a permit to carry a handgun after the Supreme Court ruled Thursday that part of a New York law that required applicants to give a reason for carrying was unconstitutional. New Jersey had an almost identical requirement, and police say it deterred many from applying.
It was very stringent. It basically, your life needed to be threatened. Daily in order to prove, and you needed to prove that in order to get a carry permit.
Now that requirement is gone in New Jersey.
All right. So the question is it safer? I know the ultimate question is Supreme Court's already ruled that it's a constitutional guarantee and you don't need to go through these hoops. Now, what's Jersey going to do? They're going to slow walk this. They'll come up with a million different ways to try to put hurdles there, to go through more court battles, et cetera. And again, the people that do this usually start with the governor, one of the worst, has all kinds of protection. He doesn't have to worry about it as much. Here's the situation. We have this, I believe it's a guy with his wife, shot on State Road over in Delaware County, shot to death today, just at a stoplight sometime this morning in an apparent road rage incident. And again, I'm still looking for local coverage to sort it out about what do they believe. I don't know if there's any visual, but the car was still there when I came on the air, the police going through it, et cetera. But someone shot to death, and they believe it's almost strictly a road rage incident. So does that mean if this guy had a weapon, he wouldn't be dead? Who knows? But he would have had a fighting chance. So is the issue, are we safer? I don't even think that's the issue. The issue, the Supreme Court laid it out. You cannot diminish this right at self-defense, at the Second Amendment right, by making laws that put people through such hoops that only 4 out of 50,000 had a concealed carry right in Washington Township where they went. Now, law enforcement may not like this. Some in law enforcement who don't get it. But we respect the right that law enforcement can't be everywhere. They can't be there in a second. What is it that they would have you do in this situation? You know, Dan, what they'll probably say is the tenor of the news report is, even though they don't know anything with the road rage thing, never honk your horn, never say anything, don't gesticulate, you know, that you're mad that somebody cut you off or whatever. Okay. Is that going to guarantee that someone's not going to shoot you because they're just angry that they think you cut them off, you made a face, you did whatever? No. It's not going to do that. I mean, the smartest thing to do is not to engage in that stuff. I agree, because you never know. But even if you do that, is that going to protect you? I'm watching the footage, and somehow or another, the media has centered in on this case of a guy who was out around 8:30 over at 16th and Mount Vernon in Philadelphia. I know it because community college, I used to park around there. And you see these kids, two teenage boys and two teenage girls, stalking him from a block behind him. And they run up and they beat him almost to death. Was he safer not having a weapon? Maybe with the first, if he had shot some of these people, maybe he wouldn't end up with brain injury where they don't know what he's going to do. So every time you see one of these stories, I know they find some people in law enforcement, oh man, this is going to be bad. Krasner and others tell you it's going to be bad. What are people supposed to do? We don't know what the husband with the wife who was shot, apparently, out there on State Road today said or did. It might not be anything. It might be the other driver who thought he cut him off and he was in a road rage and he fired at him. And he's dead right there on the highway. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. I think this Supreme Court ruling was such a long time coming to make the point, if you don't like the Second Amendment, then constitutionally go through the constitutional process, amend it, change it, do what you will. But that is what the Second Amendment guarantees you the right to do. Do we have a spate of shootings because of concealed carry? That's what Philadelphia would have you believe. No, these are criminals that are firing at other criminals or at you. Dan?
6ABC, I was watching last night, they actually led off with the story of they were talking with Michelle Ferreira. She was the wife of Benjamin, the guy that was beaten by the four teenagers.
The stalking that you see in the camera, yeah.
She actually spoke with it, 6ABC, and I have some audio of that if you want to hear it.
Sure.
It's so heart-wrenching. Here you go.
They easily could have killed him. It's terrible and it's true.
Wrecked with worry, Michelle Ferrara sits with her hands over her head. Her husband, 53-year-old Benjamin, is in the ICU after police say he was brutally beaten and robbed by four teens in Spring Garden. The assault so severe that his brain was bleeding and part of his skull had to be removed. He's also facing memory loss and will have to go through speech therapy.
He'll really try to get words out, and then he'll like wipe a tear away.
Surveillance video shows Benjamin walking towards 1600 Mount Vernon streets just before 8:30 p.m. Friday with the alleged attackers on his trail. Two boys and two girls ranging from ages 15 to 17.
All I could think was like, oh, there he is taking his last normal steps for a really long time. It was just gut-wrenching.
Laying unconscious on the ground, police say the teens went through his pockets, snatching his car and house keys along with his credit cards.
It was daylight, so I don't know. It's just insane.
Ferrara says their four-year-old son is now trying to comprehend what happened to his dad.
Definitely traumatized. Their bond is going to be completely, it's going to have to be reimagined because they can't do like basic father and son stuff.
All right, so when I see that, it never gets old. It doesn't to me. Particularly, you saw it too. Channel 6, very popular. Dan saw it. It's the stalking. And two girls, too. All right? Well, Dom, you can't prevent anything. Everything. You start with that attitude. Don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. The Krasner attitude, it's poverty. We're never going to stop this unless we stop poverty. Really? That's all. That's the excuse for this. The stalking, seeing that on tape. If you saw that, your reaction to it and how this guy was beaten. And look, to me, Dan, I parked around there at that time. I probably wouldn't now. It might be on my mind at 16th and Mount Vernon. It's a little bit down from Community College. I would try to park closer in, but it's random. And the stalking, just as if this is a movie. They're taking their time. They're stalking. Then they rush him. And then the teenage girls are involved. What should the penalty be for this? All right, I would say we start at 30 years. 30 years would be a good starting point. That's what you're going to get for this. I'm being lenient. It's a Wednesday. I'm feeling really good today. Otherwise, I go with life imprisonment. I'm tired. Build more prisons. Arm more people. Until we get rid of this disease called progressivism. 855-839-1210.
I don't mean to do this to the audience because it's kind of, we're moving so fast through different story. But yes. I want to go back now to the situation that unfolded on, where was that? Which street were we talking? Welsh Road.
Yes.
With the bar shooting.
Yes.
And the death of Jaylene Holton, the 21-year-old.
21-year-old designated driver.
Absolutely beautiful girl. I just want to put this out there. Keeley just put this out, at KeeleyFox29 on Twitter. If you want to head over there, he spoke with Victoria Holton and Jaylene Holton's family, and they just launched a GoFundMe. They need help paying for funeral expenses for this,
okay.
The passing of this girl. So at KeeleyFox29 if you want to help out that family over there on Welsh Road.
And based upon all the evidence we've seen, it's almost like a model case. She's there. She doesn't go out much. Designated driver.
Yeah, so according to Keeley, the mother said that she never goes out. Mom, dad, and uncle told Fox 29 that she worked at Target and came home usually. She decided that night to go to Topgolf with a friend from New Jersey that she hadn't seen for a while. After Topgolf, Jaylene and her friends left and went to the Philly Bar and Restaurant. She was a designated driver. So her friends could get home safely, and then you know what ultimately happened.
Yeah, a maniac firing 15 shots, and it's not so much that it's a maniac anymore. It's just another night in this area. And who's responsible for this? Well, Krasner is doing what Krasner is. The mob in Philadelphia is doing what the mob will do. It's people like Jared Solomon, Democrats, who's a coward and won't come on the show, from Northeast Philadelphia. Joe Hohenstein, who did come on the boombox thing. Apparently, he's turtled up under a desk. They sit on the Judiciary Committee, and they voted not even to move forward on an investigation of Krasner. Now, they weren't asked to impeach him or to throw him out of office. But you mean to say what's going on here doesn't demand a back and forth about, is this the proper action? Is he fulfilling the oath of his office? Again, any Democrat you vote for, particularly in the city of Philadelphia, the surrounding area, they are going to enable the more aggressive Democrats, the progressives among them. Every single one of them is going to do that. Sometimes the Republicans are not much better, but you have a fighting chance. 855-839-1210. But these two stories are just two more of the stuff we see routinely. And again, that's why, thank God, there is a state mechanism. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the people I talk with, et cetera, we're pretty confident that what's going to happen here is, I think it could be today, this is going to be voted to move forward. Then you're going to hear sometime in the next couple of days who the members will be of this five-person select committee, three Republicans, two Democrats. Then they will start investigation. Now, Dan, I'm going to put in all that I can. I'd like to testify. What's my expertise? All right. My expertise is kind of cataloging this whole thing with Krasner. Thank God I haven't been directly affected by it. But cataloging the misery, the stuff that we see. You hear that woman can't bond with his four-year-old son. These creeps stalking him. And when you see the visual of it, and then just pummeling him in broad daylight right there, two girls, too. Well, they're only 15, 16 years of age. I don't care. Put them in jail for at least 30 years, maybe longer. And by the way, did I miss something? I have to go and check. The Mumia, you want to Google that, Dan? I think the Mumia hearing is today. Today's the 29th. It was supposed to be today, the latest Mumia hearing. You're thinking, what hearing, Dom? He's in jail for life. Haven't you heard that deal? No, today is another Mumia hearing. Or at least it was scheduled for today. And you know what the problem is? Krasner is in the tank. He wants to get Mumia out. It would be the crown jewel. Is there anybody that's been victimized worse than Mumia? Say anything, Dan?
Just an article from March 2nd saying that they postponed the hearing at the request of the prosecutor's office for 120 days until June 29th, which is today.
Today, yeah. I wrote that down, yeah. So
do
you want to
get our friend on the show? I can probably get her on the final hour.
Maureen?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see what she knows about it, whether they're actually doing the hearing and how that goes down. Now,
gotcha, I'll let you know.
I don't think Mumia is going to be let out of jail today. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you, it's endless here. And this state level is the place to go. And we're going to continue to see if these Democrats, like Solomon, like Hohenstein in Northeast Philadelphia, one of the last bastions of people trying to hold their own against the violence in Philadelphia. What do they say to a Mr. Toomey? What do they say to the mom and dad of this 21-year-old? And not that it matters, Dan, but you kind of alluded to it. She's a beautiful young woman, all right, and somebody who's a designated driver there. And she's shot just sitting in the back at the bar when this guy opens up and thinks he's just going to fire 15 shots. You mean to say this guy has no record? You mean to say he's a legal gun owner? We'll see. All right, coming to your calls at 855-839-1210. So is Jersey safer now that the Supreme Court has said, no, you can't put these artificial hurdles in that resulted in only four people out of 50,000 having a concealed carry permit? Yeah, it is safer. And we'll find out what happened in this road rage incident. But it just seems to me, no matter what you do, I think the better course is to ignore it as much as you can. Dan, you're a peevish driver. I worry about that.
I'm very peevish.
Yeah, driver. I mean, I was, and I just kind of swore in the row. I'm not going to get involved with that. I'll call the police.
Yeah, Maisie actually had an incident yesterday where I was getting pretty bad, and she said, yeah. Are you trying to get shot? And she had a great point. And
yeah.
For the first time, she said it, and she actually had weight behind it because it's true.
But here's the line, too, though. In that, they're right. It's not worth it. How many things in ordinary life do you have to back away from where clearly you have a bully, you have somebody that's wrong because you're afraid of being shot? That's what it's come down to. Why has it come down to that? Well, because you have people that get away with a lot of stuff. Why wouldn't they do this? Why would these four not conspire, these four teenagers, to attack this guy in broad daylight? Why would those other three from Philadelphia not feel they couldn't attack the guy at the gas pump out there in Warrington? Because they've gotten away with stuff. Because they're not afraid of anything. No, Dom, it's poverty. So when will Larry Krasner declare that we've solved poverty? What's his solution? Give kids bikes and bicycle helmets, apparently.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, was that a Guilty Pleasure song there? It might be road rage if you're singing some of those songs we talked about yesterday. Dom Giordano Show. No, the side question today. Hit us with that movie title with a number in it, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. DJ just sent me something, though, that I was telling Dan. A guy writing at Crossing Broad, which is a very, very provocative, interesting...
Very entertaining blog.
Yes, sports blog website.
Kevin Kincaid, who runs
it,
is great.
Yes, very good stuff. I think he's a listener at times, too.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I've seen stuff. Brother Dom is in there occasionally. he writes that Sheetz is lowering gas through July 4th to $3.99 a gallon.
Ooh.
And if Wawa doesn't get its act together... and do the same thing, he might have to consider Sheetz over Wawa. Now, I was in a Sheetz. We did this way back when I used to go to Harrisburg to do the governor's show.
Uh-huh.
Appalling. Oh, my God.
It's a ripoff.
I felt like I stepped in a bizarro world versus a Wawa.
It's really like the Kmart to Walmart. Like,
yes.
I feel Walmart was always pretty legit, and Kmart had like the kind of more spin-off brands. And
yes.
It's kind of what Sheetz feels like to Wawa.
Well, I was going to say, let's see. Wawa is more the creme de la creme, and this is no creme work de la creme. I mean,
you know, there's some truth out there. There are people that claim that Sheetz's food is much better than Wawa's.
Oh, I was just looking at
their menu when they launched against Wawa. What they did is they didn't just offer sandwiches. They launched with a completely expansive menu. They had chicken sandwiches, chicken tenders, all this stuff. And you saw Wawa instantly see a problem there, and they tried competing. And, man, I got to tell you, I love Wawa, but Sheetz's food, it's not bad. I had it on my way to West Virginia, so there might be some. I might be on this train. Wawa dropped down to $3.99.
Well, he said something else. He attacks Wawa for pulling their Wawas out of high-crime neighborhoods. Now, you know my line. It's original with me for 25 years. If I'm kidnapped and I wake up in a neighborhood, they dump me, and it's a 7-Eleven, I'm running for my life. If it's a Wawa, I know I'm in pretty safe territory.
It's a pretty good assessment.
Yeah, yeah. And Wawa didn't like it in Center City, Philadelphia, and they did the right thing. They said, we're getting the hell out of here. We're not putting up with this stuff over on Chestnut Street or Arch Street or wherever. It's brutal. So giving up Wawa for Sheetz just over gas, have we come to that? Have we come to that?
Yeah.
Just think of that betrayal.
Well, how much are you saving now? Like if we actually do the math, you're
$3.99.
Like, yeah, $3.99 versus $5 a gallon.
Yeah,
you fill up
dollar
a
gallon,
12
right?
12-gallon tank. It's $12. You're saving there.
That's, yeah, each
that's
time. That's yeah.
Legit savings.
Yes, but just think. You feel icky.
Yeah,
just
you do.
In.
You feel like
I was just in one Sheetz. Not good. Didn't look good.
Yeah.
The coloration and all was cartoonish almost.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's that central Pennsylvania type of stuff. You know, I'm outside my comfort zone. All right, Tom and Voorhees is with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tom. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How you doing, guys?
Good, good.
Hey, listen, to answer your question, are we going to be safer?
Yes.
Well, the law-abiding will, but the criminals won't. They are going
That's
to be
a good
lot
line. That is a good line. And look, Tom, you know, mistakes can happen. They'll find somebody. Well, the first thing is, particularly if you're concealed carry, is to get training so
Absolutely.
That you know what you'll do. First thing you have to decide is, when will you use the weapon? You got to go through that in your mind. What would the provocation be to make you get into that position? You got to think long and hard if you're in a place like Philadelphia about doing that.
Yeah, and I also wanted to tell you, I just left Voorhees Police Department to pick up my concealed carry permit application.
Okay.
And I know the person there pretty well, and there's only two people in Voorhees.
Only two that have a concealed carry permit? Oh, my God.
Two. I don't know how many people are in Voorhees, but two is a pretty small percentage.
I would say it's 10,000 plus probably around there, right?
And I got to tell you also, Dom, they were completely unprepared for this. They are scrambling. The state police is scrambling. All the municipalities are scrambling. They really didn't anticipate this happening.
Yeah, and this is the one I anticipated. If you remember, we talked about this because of Heller. They were going to build on this, and the big takeaway was they're saying we struck it down in D.C. in your home. Now we're saying out there in public, you can't put these just unbelievable hurdles where only two people in Voorhees have a concealed carry permit. It diminishes the Second Amendment.
Yeah, in fact, they do it so little, they don't even know the current rules and regulations. They have to go back to the books. Oh, gee, we hardly ever do this, so what do we need to do?
Well, I think we are safer and criminals are less safe. You're exactly right, Tom. Tom, what's your movie with a number in it, in the title?
Well, I got a couple, but I'm going to go with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That's mine, though. That's what I took off.
Right, yeah. I got another one.
Yeah, okay.
2001, A Space Odyssey.
That's a great one.
That's a very,
very good one. Now, somebody on Twitter, Dan, we got to say it now because people have dilly-dallied too long.
Yep.
Another 2000, and this would have been tough to turn down. What's the film?
Yeah, right out of the gate, we got 2000 Mules.
Yes. we haven't heard that bandied about. You know, nobody wants to debate Dinesh D'Souza, but they want to take shots at that. Okay, let's go to Ben in Abington. All right, Ben, what do you have today? Hi.
Hey, Dom, I need a technical clarification. Jim let me on, but he pointed out that my number was the written word. Does it have to be an actual numeral?
No, we want the written word.
You got the written word with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah, so we're clear there.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'll go with the big red one, Lee Marvin, and the best scene was when he was helping that French girl deliver the baby in the tank. How do you say push in French? And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Lee Marvin would not have fared too well today. He's a bit politically incorrect,
movie,
to put it mildly.
Movie I've never heard of, and out of context, it sounds incredibly odd.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lee Marvin was quite a different. What's the film you would have heard of with Lee Marvin? Film where they take criminals in the military and go beyond German lines.
Dirty Dozen?
Dirty Dozen. Yes. Yeah.
Take that one off the board, too.
There you go. Yeah. Dirty Dozen. All right, 855. Oh, I see Greta surfacing here, Dan. I got to go to this one here. Let's go to Greta. This is going to be hard to beat on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greta, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how are you today?
Good, Greta.
There's an oldie but goodie, but Ten Commandments.
Yes.
That was a great movie. And I guess on a side note on the concealed carry, maybe where they need extra people to process all those requests for permits, they could have some people working at Planned Parenthood or some abortion place, reproductive centers, be retrained to work in the in the permit area.
Oh yes, I'm sure they would love to be helping conceal carry. Thank you, Greta. I like how you put that, the retraining to go on. Yes, that's certainly. Oh well, no more abortions. Now you're going to help us with guns. Oh man. Got to say, the Supreme Court going down Broadway, back to back, one day, Thursday last week, the gun issue, and then the next day, the Roe v. Wade. Wow. I think there's an issue or two still out there. They might comment. Yeah, they're going down. Sammy Alito writing it, too. You don't get more brilliant than that. I got to conclude that Alito, for my money, is the most brilliant judge on the Supreme Court now, and he's one of the most brilliant ever. Not just because I agree with it most of the time. All the time. I can't imagine the last time I differ with Alito. Clarence Thomas, occasionally difference. Like, be quiet, Judge. Stop talking about gay marriage and all this other stuff. Let's get past the election. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. We got a great story for you at 2 o'clock. We told you about this kid emailing the station, and Greg Stocker giving it to me. He was all set to come here, or he did come here from Texas, I guess it was. Had an internship lined up to teach tennis, wanted it on his resume, et cetera, all jazzed up. He's found out he's a Trump supporter, and he's bounced. Well, we got a guy who's bringing him back in to do what he came here to do. You'll hear all that at 2 o'clock. And I'll tell you, sadly, what golf clubs were involved in bouncing this kid. That's a pretty good summation of the story, isn't it, Dan? That's what we're going to do?
Yeah.
And when you hear the happy ending of this, I think you'll enjoy it a lot. I'm just thrilled that he put me in there. He was told, look up Mr. Dom if you're in Philadelphia.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dom Giordano show for your long-range planning, Dan, on July 4th. You're going to be on the show. I'll be on the show the first hour, noon to 1.
Yep.
And I will be giving my list of the top 10 founding fathers.
Oh.
In order.
I see where Benjamin Rush falls this time.
Yes, that's right. I want to know that because on Twitter at DomShow1210, you can give me your suggestions. There's always a big fight over this. And I know the side question that day will be, I usually make it three. Three people you would have come to your cookout, living or dead, will be the side question that day. Hour two and three, we are going to rebroadcast the big holiday. I like it. On July 4th, the bigger holiday. Yeah, I know, July 4th, American Independence. But what does Dom Day in Wildwood stand for? If the brand of July 4th is independence, liberty, what do we say that day stands for? We're working on that.
Bad driving and...
Well, that's true. I mean, you got to combine...
Questionable food choices?
Yes, you got to combine tram car driving, football throwing, and vodka drinking.
Yes.
That sounds like an all-American holiday. All right. All right, let's go.
We need like four Dom Days a year. It's so refreshing.
Yes, maybe some other mayors. Ocean City, we're open to it. They can have
Hey, mayors listening out there. Give us
yes,
a Dom Day.
Yeah, let's have a Dom Day somewhere.
Get the name right. D-O-M.
Yes. It'll put your town on the map. The smaller, the better. You know, we come in big time to it. People are hungering for another Dom Day. The tram car driving, though, I plan to do better next year on Dom Day. Maybe.
Audubon Heights.
Yeah, that's right. It looks pretty easy to operate. I think I could just go over there and operate, say, the roller coaster, right? I could do that. Can you see that? Hey, folks, get on the roller coaster. Yeah, it's Dom defense. Day. Dan, you sit up front. I'll be operating. All right, let's go to Gary. He's in Millville on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, good show. You know, the reason I called, I'm a regular listener, but I only call if I really have something to say.
Yes.
And I was on the job 25 years. I've been retired 20 years. Been carrying a gun legally for 45 years. And the thing that really got me with this whole thing is instead of the politicians in my state going, okay, this is what the law is going to be, and making it a smooth and safe transition that, you know, well, we're going to get people trained, let them have familiarization with the guns they're going to carry, show them how to secure it. All they're doing is looking at gloom and doom. And I find that very irresponsible on their end, because someone that doesn't know how to control a weapon or in an untrained hand is just as dangerous as someone.
Well, you know, look, we agree. You're right. Instead of getting out in front of it with all their programs and all that, how about rallying, you know, those that are legal gun owners, free training or something like that, or reduce cost,
or
making it easy and have more people shooting in that manner? No, they're going to slow walk it. They're going to resist it. They're going to try to make it harder.
I think what they're going to do, because I have what they call in New Jersey, this is the only state where they're retired law enforcement where we have to have a special permit.
Yep.
And the federal government says you don't need that. But I think what they're going to do is try to stymie it. And every place they're going to try to make a no-gun zone. And I think that we're going to end up back in the Supreme Court. And this is just going to be an
ongoing
fight.
Well, wait a minute. Slow down with that. You're exactly right. Phil Murphy has said what they're going to try to do. He called it sensitive places. You could be in a Wawa, and he's going to say that's a special place. You're right. They're going to try to make the state almost impossible to be in a place where it's not a sensitive place. And you're right. The Supreme Court is going to strike that down, too.
Yeah. So I think they're going to just make it harder and harder. And you know what? If they took it the other way and said, this is now the law of the land, you know, if they embraced it as much as they embrace abortion, this would be a much easier transition.
Do you have a film that has a number in the title, Gary?
I would have to say Ocean's 11.
Ah, very nice. Yeah, great film.
Good answer.
I like that one a lot. They made a great point. That's what New Jersey is going to try to do. That's the tip of the spear so far. They're going to try to come up with some kind of language, making these sensitive places where even the court, like in a school and all that, they're going to try to, within 1,000 feet of anything, see how that goes, if they can stretch that out for a while. And the Supreme Court is going to have to rule quickly on these things to beat them down, because places like New Jersey are not going to give in, even though it's obvious. And I would argue the court was even clearer on the gun case about the Second Amendment than they were even about Roe v. Wade. They were very clear that we're not going to allow you to put these artificial hurdles in that have nothing to do with what is a constitutionally protected right. The startling thing about Roe v. Wade, Andy McCarthy made that point, and Mark Levin, when does a government agency ever say we have no power over this? Meaning we shouldn't have gotten involved in this. It's not constitutional. The Supreme Court, the national, the federal government shouldn't be involved in this. It's a state issue. That's where the power is. That's rare. It takes a lot of guts, but it's logical. It's correct. It's constitutional. That's really the nub of what that was about. But of course, the left losing their sacrament here is not going to go down easily on this. I saw a story today that Brian Fitzpatrick is in trouble against the Democrat when polled out there in Bucks County, and people are told that Fitzpatrick is pro-life, they vote against him. That's not going to happen. They're kidding themselves with it. They definitely are. The race where this is going to be interesting in is the governor's race. And I have to say, I think Mastriano has played this well so far. And I just hope he keeps on with that. By the way, Mastriano is on something that's very good right now. The state system duns the taxpayers of Pennsylvania, college system, like Penn State and these others. They get about $500 million a year, give or take. Yet they're not transparent. They don't tell anybody about how they're spending that money. Some of it apparently is on fetal research at the University of Pittsburgh. There's some other dubious things in there. Penn State, to me, is always dubious with how they spend and what they do. He's moving that forward, and I think it's something that across the state, people hear that, they agree. They're down on college right now, and I understand why they are, and particularly colleges like Penn State that have budgets of billions of dollars a year. Why do we not know how they're spending it?
I love this move.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
My thing is always, whenever we talk about student loans, my angle I always take is let's stop blaming those that took the loans out, and let's stop talking about the, you know, forgiving debt that's ridiculous. It really screws a lot of people, like mortgage holders and people have already paid off their debt. Why are we not attacking the colleges? They get these huge endowments, and we have no idea how it's spent, how this money that goes to these colleges are spent, so this at least gets us some movement in that direction.
Well, apparently, and here's something, I have to do a little bit more research on, Dan. You might be able to find something on it.
Okay.
You know what one of the things going on around this is? And I hate to get into this. No, I really don't. I'm happy to get into it. It's the statue of Joe Paterno. In other words, the statue of Joe Paterno was taken down. And apparently, as I understand it, a lot of these Republicans want to know where it is. But more importantly, they don't want it to be removed. I am in the camp saying, look, if they want to put it somewhere at Penn State, It's not going to die on that hill. But if you ask me, should the statue of Joe Paterno at this point be in a place of prominence where I'm spending money as a taxpayer, Dan? I say no. How about you?
I'm with you.
Okay, let's see if listeners are. Yeah. I know we got a lot of Penn State. They think Penn State has been wronged in this. A woman accosted me once in the soup aisle of the Acme out in Flower Town saying, why are you always beating up on Penn State? Well, I don't like the money spent. I don't like the outrageous cost. And I think what Paterno and the other gang did there is so wrong. No, I don't think his statue should be in a prominent place. I don't like the idea of putting a statue in mothball. We've seen that with Kate Smith and all the rest. But on the state institution ground, give it to somebody, Penn State. Here's the solution, Dan. Give it to the supporters of Joe Pa. I don't know if he's going to have a museum. He deserved one. Put it there. I don't think on taxpayer funded with all this money. And this is being fought as they come to the deadline of the budget in Pennsylvania. Where's Joe Paterno's statue? And they want to put it apparently back at Beaver Stadium, whatever they're calling the stadium now. I'd say no.
I'm against the notion, and I'm really kind of annoyed that it took a statue to get some movement on this. But again, it does kind of it accomplishes my kind of goals here. So, hey, put the statue back up, whatever. Just as long as we get some kind of answers from these colleges, man.
About how they're spending the money.
About how they're spending. I'm still super annoyed that it took a statue to get
it. Yeah, I think the Republicans are on the wrong side fighting, though, to put the statue back there prominently.
Yep. Yeah.
They might be getting tickets on the 50-yard line. 855-839-1210. You can get in with Dom and Dan.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon when producer Dan takes over Dom's show, Dom Giordano program, for some Dan Time with Dom. A little less political, but I've gotten pretty political in these segments recently, so I'm probably going to stay right there. I'll start with something kind of on the verge of politics, Dom. Some reports from CNN Business. A report by Bank of America claims that Bath and Body Works, or I'm sorry, not Bath and Body Works, I want to get this right. Bath and Body Works is incredible. They got some great smelling scents. Bed Bath and Beyond, Dom, is reportedly turning off their air conditioning to
turning
save money.
Turning it down.
Yeah, turning it down. Like, the companies have gotten so, retailers have gotten so bad with this inflation. They're doing 50% mark-offs. They're having to potentially sell off their Bye Bye Baby brand. But that's really cutting it. I mean, it's close to the line to turn down your air conditioning. So, Dom, I got to ask, if you went into the store and it was sweltering hot, you're going to walk out of it pretty quickly, right?
No, I don't know about sweltering hot. I think it's all a little, you know, around the edges of what they're doing. In fact, I kind of like that. Water down the drink, so I like the guys who are clever that take a microbe off of the packaging. You know, you get one less half of a quarter
so
of a
annoying cookie.
And do they get caught at it or not? Do you see that?
So have you noticed that at all? Like smaller sizes?
Yes,
but
yes.
Kind of same
I noticed stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah, I've noticed like, what was it, maybe soy sauce they bought recently? It was a smaller package
for
the same price.
You know, we should ask in the next hour, what is the product or thing that just, with me, it's the pistachio thing every week when we go to the Giant in Flower Town.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big thing, but it's like $12.98 for pistachios.
Yeah.
There's never anything
it's
like
nuts.
That.
It's nuts. And like ground beef, like $10. For a pound. It's crazy. The inflation's getting nuts. All right, so changing times, futurology a little bit. I saw this story come across my screen. And I didn't really know what to think about it. So there's news report now that Google is betting big on a government business division. So they're going to get into the public sector. There's a lot of money, hundreds of billions of dollars to be found there in the public sector. But what essentially is happening here is a corporation, one of the biggest in the country, is now going to be the platform hosting a lot of governmental information. So there's a part of me that thinks, like, great, you know, government information, it's all, you know, so bogged down. The technology's terrible. Maybe if we can get some state websites or township websites to have better technology, that would be a good thing. There's also the part of me that says, you know, big tech getting this involved within government, it kind of is a little weary to me. So, Dom Giordano, where do you stand on that?
Yeah, it is, this kind of combination and all that. Again, because we don't have the time to ferret out what does it mean to us, what are the trip wires here. That's why we need constant scrutiny of this stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of where I'm at. But at the same time, it would be nice to have a website, Philly website, that updates our homicides more than every 2 days or something like that, you know, some kind of quick tally there. And finally, Dom, I was talking with Maisie last night. And I ran this by you during yesterday's show when we were talking about doing Dom Time. And Carson Daly, the longtime TRL host on MTV, he does a couple, you know, hosting gigs and all. Him and his wife got something called a sleep divorce. And he and his wife have decided that it's actually better for their relationship to not sleep in the same bed at night. So you and Ro, I assume, still sleep in the same bed at this point, but you got to think it's healthy, right? I was always taught that, you know, if you ever an argument to resolve it before you go to bed, you want to end up in the same bed, you know, to go to sleep. Do you think there's any truth to sleeping in a different bed
and
finding a healthy relationship?
Lucy and Desi used to do that in the 50s. They made them do that so they wouldn't be sleeping in the bed. What does that tell you? They know that marital couples are going to engage more if they're in the same bed.
There's the part of me, though, that feels bad for Maisie. I sleep in a California king bed. It's the largest size you can get. But I'm a 6'8 guy. When I spread out, that leaves, like, zero room for Maisie. So I'm wondering, like, Maisie might be a healthier person, a healthier individual if she slept in a different bed.
My vote is definitely not on the separate bed. But you know what? You can put that up on Twitter. I think we might have some show fodder coming out.
Now, let me twist this a little bit, though, because the Carson's weird for doing this, the sleep divorce. But there is something that Scandinavians do, and they actually get 30% less interrupted sleep by doing this. It's a proven scientific fact. And they actually sleep in the same bed, but with different comforters. So you use a smaller-than-your-bed comforter, but you each have your own comforter, so you're not fighting over the sheets. And allegedly, that actually makes your sleep 30% less interrupted
over
the night.
Yeah, give one to the Scandinavian Ro with the sheets.
That's what Maisie said,
too. It's a constant war.
We might actually be getting a second comforter now.
All right.
Sleep like the Scandinavians
and see
if it works.
Same bed, but two comforters.
Yes, sir. So back to you,
okay. All righty. Coming up, big 2 o'clock hour. We got a heck of a story for you. Thanks to a couple listeners. Their grandson comes to town, reveals apparently he's a Trump supporter, and gets bounced from his internship job teaching tennis to kids. But we have found somebody who's going to put him into that position and maybe even have a place for him. But what's the what's your take on whether or not someone reveals something? Don't they get a warning on this? They just bounce him? We'll give you all the details and a happy ending coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.